Come on, come on, come on, sir. Give me your hand, sir. Give me your hand, sir. An early stirrer by the rood. And how doth my good cousin Silence?
Good morrow, good cousin Shallow.
And how doth my cousin your bedfellow? And your fairest daughter, and mine, my goddaughter, Ellen.
Alas, a black ousel, cousin Shallow.
Oh, by yea and nay. I dare say my cousin William has become a good scholar. He is at Oxford still, is he not?
Indeed, sir, for my cost.
I must enter the Inns of Court shortly. I was once of clemency, but I think they would talk of mad Shallow, yes.
You were called Lusty Shallow then, cousin.
By the mass, I was called anything. And I would have done anything indeed, too. And roundly, too. There was I, and little John Deutsch of Staffordshire, and Black George Barnes, and Francis Pickbone, and Will Squeal, the Cutsill man. You had not four such swinge bucklers in all the Inns of Court again. And I may say to you, we knew where the bona robas were, and had the best of them all at commandment. Then was Jack Falstaff, now Sir John, a boy, and page to Thomas Mowbray, Duke of Norfolk.
This Sir John, cousin, that comes hither anon about soldiers.
The same Sir John, the very same. I see him break Scoggins' head at the court gate when it was a crack not thus high. And that very same day did I fight with one Samson Stockfish, a fruiter, behind Gray's Inn. Jesus, the mad days I have spent. And to see how many of my old acquaintance are dead.
We shall all follow, cousin.
Certain, very sure, very sure. Death, as the sun is set, is certain to all. All shall die. How a good yoke of bullocks at Stamford Fair?
And the truth, I was not there.
It's certain. Is this old temple of your town living yet?
Dead, sir.
Jesus, dead. I drew a good bow.
Dead.
A shot of fine shoot. Johnny Gaunt loved him well and betted much money on his head.
Dead.
I would clap you in the clout at 12 score and carried you a forehand shot of 14. A 14 and a half. It would have done a man's heart good to see. How a score of yous now?
Thereafter as they be. A score of good yous may be worth £10.
And his old double dead. Here
comes one of Sir John Falstaff's members, I think.
Good morrow, honest gentlemen. I beseech you, which is Master Justice Shallow?
I am Robert Shallow, sir. A poor esquire of this country, and one of the king's justices of the peace. What is your good pleasure with me?
My captain, sir, commends him to you. My captain, Sir John Falstaff. Oh, gentlemen, by heaven, gallant soldier.
He greets me well. I knew him a good backsword man. How does the good knight? And may I ask how my lady, his wife, does?
Oh, sir, pardon. A soldier is better accommodated than with a wife.
That is very good, his faith. And it is very good indeed, too. Better accommodated. This is good. Yea, indeed, is it? Good phrases surely are, and ever were, very commendable. Accommodated. It comes from accommodo. Very good. A good phrase.
Pardon, sir. I have heard the word. A phrase, call you it? By this good day, I know not the phrase, but I will maintain the word with my sword. To be a soldier-like word. By heaven, and a word of exceeding good command. By heaven.
Here comes good sir. Give me your hand. Give me your worshipful hand. By my troth, you like them well. And you bear your years very well.
Welcome, good Sir John.
I am glad to see you well, good Master Robert Sallow. But, Master Suicard, as I think.
No, Sir John.
It is my cousin, Silas.
Ah. In commission with me.
Good Master Silas. It well befits you should be of the peace, what?
Your worship is well
commanded. Fine, gentlemen, this is hot weather. Have you provided me half a dozen sufficient men?
Have we done it?
I beseech you, let me see them.
Where's the room?
Let them appear as I call. Let them do so. Where is Moldy?
Here, please, you.
What think you, Sir John? A good limbed fellow, young, strong, and of good friends.
Is thy name Moldy?
Yeah, please, you.
Just the more time thou wert used.
Most excellent. Things that are moldy lack use.
Very singular good, Sir John. Well said it is, Sir John. Very well said.
Prick him.
I was pricked well enough before, and you could have let me alone. My old dame will be undone now for wanting to do her husbandry and her drudgery.
You did not so prick me.
There are other men fitter to go out than I.
Go to peace, Moldy. No, Moldy, it is time you were spent.
Please,
stand aside.
Know you where you are?
Simon Shadow.
Let me have him to sit under. He's like to be a cold soldier.
Where's Shadow?
Here, sir.
Oh, whose son art thou, Shadow?
My mother's son, sir.
Thy mother's son? Like another, my father's shadow.
Do you like him, sir?
Shadow will serve the summer. Prick him.
Thomas Wart.
Wart? Where's he? Is thy name Wart?
Yes, sir.
Thou'rt a very ragged wart.
Shall I prick him, Sir John?
Well, it was superfluous. His apparel is built upon his back, and the whole frame stands upon pins. Prick him no more.
You can do it, Sir John. You can do it. I commend you well. Francis Feeble.
What trade art thou, Feeble?
A woman's tailor, sir.
Prick him, Sir John.
Well, you may, but if it'd been a man's turn, he'd have pricked you.
Wilt thou make as many holes in an enemy's battle as thou hast done in a woman's petticoat?
I will do my good will, sir. You cannot no more.
Oh, well said, good woman's tailor. Well said, courageous Keeble. Thou be as valiant as the wrathful dove, or most magnanimous mouse. Prick the woman's tailor. Well, Master Shallow. Deep Master Shallow. Who's next?
Peter Bullcart of the Green.
Oh, yeah, Mary, let me see Bullcart.
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, poor God, isn't it, my good fellow? Pick me Bullcart till he roar again.
Oh, Lord. No, Captain.
Is thou roar before thou pricked?
Oh, Lord, sir. I am a diseased man.
What disease hast thou?
Oh, horse and cold, sir.
Oh,
a cough, sir. Which I thought would bring in the king's affairs upon his coronation day.
Thou shalt go to the wars in a gown. We'll have away thy cold, and I will take such order that thy friends shall ring for thee. Is here all?
Here is two more cold than your number, Sir John. You must have a fourth.
Yes, sir.
And so, I pray you, go in with me to dinner.
Come, I'll go drink with you, but I cannot tarry dinner. By what would I'm glad to see you, good Master Robert Shallow.
Oh, Sir John, do you remember since we lay all night in the windmill in St. George's Field? It was a merry night. And Jane Knightwork alive?
She loves Master Shah.
They never got away with me.
She would always say she could not abide Master Shallow.
The matter would anger her to the heart. She was then the owner of her. Does she hold her own well?
Old. Old, Master Shallow.
Yes, she must be old. She cannot choose but the old, certainly she's old, and had Robin Nightwork by old Nightwork before I came to Clemens Inn.
That's 55 years ago.
Ha, Cousin Silence, that you had seen that this night, and I have seen. Said I well, Sir John?
We have heard the chimes at midnight, Master Shallow.
That we have. Faith, Sir John, we have. Our watchword was Crime Point.
No.
Come, let's begin. Oh, Jesus, please. Let me have
some. Oh, boy.
Good Master Corporal Bardolph. And my friend.
Poor Harry, 10 shillings. In French crowns for
you. Very true, sir. I had a sleepy hang, sir, as go. For my own part, I do not care, but rather because I am unwilling. For my own part, I have a desire to stay with my friends, else I do not care for my own part so much.
You too. Stand aside. Good Master Corporal, Captain, for my old dame's sake, stand my friend. She has nobody to do anything about her when I am gone. But she is old and cannot help herself. You shall have 40, sir.
You two, stand aside.
Well, my troth, I cannot. A man can die but once. We all go to death. I will ne'er bear a base mind. And be my destiny so. And be not so. No man's too good to serve's prince, and let it come when it will. If a man die this year, he's quit of it the next.
Well said. Thou'rt a good fellow.
Faith, I'll bear no base minds.
Which man shall I have?
If you please.
Sir, what with you?
I've £3 to free Mouldy and Bull Carr.
Go to, well.
Come, Sir John, which four will you have?
Do you choose for me?
Marry then. Bullcart, Bullcart, Mouldy, Shadow, and Feeble.
Mouldy, Bullcart. Have you, Mouldy, you stay at home till your past service. And for your part, Bullcart, grow till you come unto it. I'll none of you go.
Sir John, do not yourself wrong. They are your likeliest men. I would have you served with the best.
Will you tell me, Master Shallow, how to choose a man? Care I for the limbless, the stature, bulk, and bigger semblance of a man? Give me the spirit, Master Shallow. Take water. See what a ragged appearance it has. Well, I shall discharge you with the motion of a pewterless hammer. And the same half-faced fellow, Shadow, give me this man, for he presents no mark to the enemy. The foeman may, with his great aim, level at the edge of a penknife. Sent for a retreat. How swiftly will this feeble, the woman's tailor, run off? Oh, give me the spearmen. And spare me the great ones.
Bottle, put me a cannibal into war camp. What? Come on! Hold on!
Oh, give me always a little lean old chap bald shot. Well said, Wart, thou art a good scab. There's a... There's a tester for thee.
He is not a craft, Master. He does not do it right. I remember in Myland Green, when I lay at Clemens Inn, I was then Sir Dagonet in Arthur's show. We had a little quiver fellow who would manage you his feast thus. And a butt. And a butt. And
come you in, and come you in, and ratata, and bump with a tail, and away again with the nose, and the general
These fellows will do well, Master Shallow.
One, two,
God keep you, Master Silent. I will not use many words with your gentlemen both. Farewell. I thank you. I'm just a dozen miles tonight. Above all, lead the run away. Hey, up, hey, up.
Lord, bless you. God prosper your affairs. God send us peace.
Oh, God send us peace.
On your return, visit our house. Let our old acquaintance be renewed. Peradventure, I will whip you to the court.
Oh, God, I would you would.
Good. I have spoken the word.
God keep you. God keep you.
Farewell.
God, farewell.
Very well, the gentle gentleman.
As I return, I will fetch off these justices. I do see the bottom of Justice Shallow. Lord, Lord, how subject we old men are to this vice of lying. This same starved justice hath done nothing but prate to me of the wildness of his youth and the feats he hath done about Turnbull Street. And every third word, a lie. I do remember him at Clemency, like a man made after supper of a cheese paring. When I was naked, I was for all the world like a forked radish with a head fantastically carved upon it with a knife. It was a very genius of famine. He was lecherous as a monkey. And the whores called him Mandrake. And now is this vice's dagger become a squire. And talks as familiarly of John of God as if he'd been sworn brother to him. And I'll be sworn I never saw him but once in the tilt yard. And then I broke his head for crowding among the marshal's men. And now there's a land and beefs. I'll be acquainted with him if I return. If the young dace be a bait for the old pike, I see no reason in the laws of nature but I may snap at him. Let time shape and there an end.